Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania. I'm Pastor Joel Sickler, and I look forward to sharing this next half hour with you.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power. Whiter than snow. There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There
is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Service for Jesus your King. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood.
What does it take to prepare a soldier for battle? You know, each branch of the service has their own training programs through which qualified candidates are challenged to grow and develop their physical, emotional, and mental strength and stamina so that they're prepared to fight on the battlefield. For the U.S. Army, their motto is, "Be all you can be." You know, the underlying idea of this motto is that you have more potential within you than you've developed or even thought possible. They also learn to work as a team with their fellow soldiers, building the utmost respect and trust within their unit, willing to give their life, if necessary, for a comrade. Each branch of the service has heroes of the past, men and women whose commitment and dedication caused them to go above and beyond what was expected, and defeat or thwart the enemy, saving the lives of many others. Many have given their lives in battle, not knowing the difference that they made in the moment, unable to see the end of the battle, the victory that their sacrifice made possible. This month, we've talked about the inheritance of the Christian and the joy and glory that are found in the trials that prove our faith. Today, I'd like to consider a key aspect of the Christian life that ties both Old and New Testaments together and was made possible by the suffering of Christ. This key element of the Christian life is that of holiness. The God who created this world is a holy God. It's the mystery of the gospel of Christ that a holy God would have the mercy and grace to love sinful men and reconcile the broken and corrupt through the blood of Christ into a people who can stand in his presence, pure and holy. I hope that you'll be able to stay with us for today's program as we go back into 1 Peter Chapter 1.
Tune that is somehow familiar. is of liberty. It speaks to each heart, thanking God for this nation and blessings of those who are free. The Patriot Song. The Patriot Song. Courageous commitment to truth marching on. Sweet land of liberty, may you be strong. God bless America. This is the Patriot Song.
It began with a passion for freedom, and it grew as the nation was born. It's held through the strife of division and somehow has brought us together once more. And today it still burns like a beacon, though terror and tyrants may rage. United we'll stand and we'll lift it together to cover the home of the brave.
The Patriot Song. Commitment to truth marching on. Sweet land of liberty, may you be strong. God bless America. This is the Patriot Song. Sing it loud. Sing it out. Make it to hear. The Patriot Song. The Patriot Song. Courageous commitment to truth marching on. Sweet land of liberty, may you be strong.
Lord, we thank you this morning for all the blessings you've given to us, all the good things. And Lord, as the God who's called us to be holy, we thank you for the provision that you've made for us so that we can be holy because of your grace, because of your power, because of the Holy Spirit that's given to us. Lord, I pray for this program. Would you bless and help us? You see each listener this morning. I pray that you would be with them. Wherever they're listening right now, I pray that you would bless and help. Would your word speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. This program is an outreach of the God's Missionary Church at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. If you don't have a church family, I invite you to join us each Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school, 10:30 for a morning worship service, and 6 o'clock for an evening worship service. On Wednesday nights, we have a prayer and praise service at 7 o'clock p.m. Now, I hope you'll be able to join us in person for our services, but if not, you can always go to LebanonGMC.com, where you can watch live broadcasts of our services, find out about upcoming events, and even share prayer requests with us. That's LebanonGMC.com.
Presence of the Lord.
Scripture for today is from 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to break in at verse number 10, speaking of a people who are prepared to be holy. Peter writes, "Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ, and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into." You know, the prophets like Jeremiah and Isaiah wrote and spoke as they were inspired by God, not for their own benefit, but for others, like ourselves, of the day when the power of God would come in the form of the Holy Ghost. Truly, we are living in a time of blessing and opportunity. Because of the perfect sacrifice of Christ on the cross, you and I have direct access to the throne of God. In the temple, this is represented as the Holy of Holies, into which only the high priest was able to enter, and that at only specific times and with careful preparation and cleansing. Only those who were prepared could enter and not be struck dead because of the corruption of sin. Throughout the Old Testament, the holiness of God is so pure and powerful that no unclean thing can remain in his presence. The holiness of God remains the same today, but the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ gives us the ability to stand before God, justified by his grace, cleansed from our sins. Like good soldiers that follow the orders of their commanding officer, those ancient prophets brought Israel messages that the nation was often not ready to receive, and they suffered for their service to the King of all kings. As the Apostle Peter is writing this letter, he acknowledges these heroes of the faith that have gone before, faithfully serving the Lord. Also, did you catch that even the angels look at the grace of God extended to man through the gospel, and they marvel at what God has done? Next, Peter calls us to action, to prepare for the fight, the battle that lies ahead for the soldier of God. He says here in verse number 13, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind." In other words, prepare your minds for action. For men who wore robes, this meant tying them up so that they would not get in the way if they needed to run or move quickly in a time of battle. It's kind of like a sergeant calling out to his troops, pay attention, because of the importance of what's to come. Here in verse 13, again we read, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Prepare for battle. It's the words that fill the soldier with exhilaration and dread. In a society that's blessed with such great comforts and privileges, many today have never faced a real battle where you're fighting for your life. But there's a need in this day for men and women to have the courage to put their lives on the line, risk it all, even give it all, for a kingdom that's above all others. Yes, I'm speaking of the heavenly kingdom. The king is looking for warriors who are fashioning themselves after his own image, the image that he created them to bear. The message that they carry is the hope of all men. And only as they go in the power of the king will they be successful in the battle. Yes, the enemy wishes to corrupt and cripple the enemy so they'll be useless on the battlefield. And sadly, war is gruesome business, and the enemy does not fight to be nice or fair. He fights to win. And to do that, our enemy will do everything possible that they can to destroy us. You know, tomorrow, we'll celebrate Memorial Day, which was started as an event to honor Union soldiers who had died during the American Civil War. I've walked in Gettysburg on the old battlefields, and it's staggering to think of the thousands upon thousands of men who perished in battle during the Civil War. Thousands and thousands of men stood and fought with great courage, giving their lives as obedient soldiers. For this type of courage and faithfulness to their calling, we give honor to those who have fallen in the line of duty. We recognize that they've given their all for the cause. But I think it's interesting that if you read back through the records, did you know that about 2/3 of the men who died in the Civil War died from infection and disease and not actually in combat? Some estimate that sickness and disease also caused the Civil War to go on for at least 2 years longer than if the men had all been healthy. You know, sometimes I stop and wonder if this is true on the spiritual battlefield as well. The sad reality is that in our spiritual battle, if we're corrupted, in other words, if we're infected by the lust of sin, we will not be effective soldiers in the battle, will we? We will fall by the wayside, not because we've valiantly fought in the battle, but because we've fallen into the trap of the enemy and deserted from the fight. For the Christian in battle, our hope and strength comes directly from God. And we have to stay plugged in to receive that power. We stay plugged in through the preparation of our minds, as Peter talks about here. You know, my friend, are your thoughts pleasing to God? Are there cares and concerns in this life that are burdening you down so much you cannot fulfill the task that God has for you to do? Are you renewing and transforming your mind daily through the study of the Bible? Also, are you sober? As it says there, being sober. Are you taking your spiritual life and responsibilities seriously? Later in chapter 4, verse 7, Peter admonishes them to watch in prayer, keeping that communication line open with the Lord. Take it seriously. Your eternal soul is on the line. Also, hope to the end. In other words, never give up on the promises of God. Our God is so very faithful, but when we take our eyes off of him, the heat of the battle can quickly overwhelm us. You know, there are countless saints that have proven God to be faithful and true. He will be the same for you, I promise, this morning. Also, we see that the Christian is to be different from the world. There in verses 14 and 15, we see by the grace of God, the Christian is no longer a sinner, but sanctified and made pure for the work of God. You know, as a child of God, you can no longer participate in Satan's practices and identify with them. Everything about you must be cleansed from sin and made pure. As we talked about last week, our faith will be tested and proven if it's true or false in this life. The phrase in verse 15 that says we're to be holy in all manner of conversation is speaking truly of every aspect of our conduct and lifestyle. Yes, the Christian is to have no dark secrets, no hidden sins, for the Lord knows it all. Our God is holy because there is absolutely nothing about Him that is evil, nothing that's tainted by sin or wickedness. That is exactly, too, what He wants for you. So, how are we to become holy? Think of it this way. Back in 1980, New York City Mayor Ed Koch appeared on a local news program in the middle of the city's financial crisis. You see, he had spent over $250,000 to put a bike lane in Manhattan, and the bike lanes turned out to be a disaster. Cars were driving in the bike lanes, pedestrians were walking on them, bikers were getting crowded out. It was a mess. Many people in New York were very irate about it. So, as Koch was coming up for a re-election, a handful of journalists cornered him on this plan, and they were planning to tear him into pieces for spending money foolishly when the city was nearly broke. A reporter asked, "Mayor, in light of the financial difficulties New York City is facing, how could you possibly justify wasting $300,000 on a bike lane?" The stage was set for a half-hour confrontation. But instead, Koch said, "It was a terrible idea. I thought it would work, but it didn't. It was one of the worst mistakes I ever made." And then he stopped. He didn't keep on going on. And none of the other journalists even knew what to say or do. They were expecting the mayor to squirm and make excuses, but he didn't even try. The next journalist stammered, But Mayor Koch, how could you do this?" Koch said, "I already told you, it was a stupid idea. It didn't work." Then he stopped. There was still at least 26 minutes left to go on the news show, and the reporters had to find something else to talk about. But Koch was smart. Because he was willing to accept that what he had done was wrong, he won both Democratic and Republican support and was reelected as mayor. Now I know, you and I are not on the stand being asked this question. But when we acknowledge certain things are wrong in our lives, when we own up to our mistakes, own up to our sins even, the things that we did, we knew they were wrong, we did them anyhow, and we determine not to be that person anymore, to turn from our wicked ways, to confess what we've done, when we lay it all out before our holy God, He is able to purify us, and by His mercy and grace, cleanse from within us what is impure. We walk in obedience to His word as He gives us the grace and strength to do it. We're made holy by the one who is holy as we submit fully to His control. We're made holy as He makes us holy, restoring His image within us in what once was corrupted by sin. Our thoughts can be made holy. Our desires can be made holy. Even our love can be made holy. Yes, every part of us that's submitted to His control can be made holy. Our answer to His will is a yes. On the battlefields of this world, our fallen soldiers have proven faithful to their promise, faithful to their commander. And for this, we give them honor, as we should. You know, it's honorable to stay in the fight, even if it costs you everything. And so, my friend, on this day, before Memorial Day, as we stop and consider the sacrifice that others have made for us, I ask you, what are you doing with the life that you've been given? What are you doing with the opportunities that are extended to you? Have you heard the call of the Lord, your Creator, the one who's calling you to be holy? Have you turned your back on all other allegiances and readily submitted yourself to be fully His, no one else's? We remember those who made a difference because of their sacrifice. And my question for us today is, what difference are you making? And what difference will you make when it comes to eternity? Will you, as the Army motto asks us, be all that you can be?
All the blessings of this earth that I enjoy from day to day are temporary things I'll leave behind. We are born into this world holding nothing in our hands, and I know when life is through, that's how I'll die. I'm not trusting in the riches of this world that fade away. My faith is only in the Son of God. With His promise of a resurrected life that never ends, I'll follow Him with peace inside my heart. In Jesus I have everything I need. His love and mercy money cannot buy. No matter what my life may bring, I'll always have a song to sing. In Jesus I have everything I need. With a debt of sin upon me, there's no price I could have paid to cover all the wrongs that I have done. But the Father in compassion through His grace sent down His only Son. With His blood upon the cross, Jesus died to set me free and willingly became my sacrifice. I'll use all of my tomorrows to praise His holy name and serve this precious Savior that I love. In Jesus I have everything I need. His love and mercy money cannot buy. No matter what my life may bring, I'll have a song to sing. In Jesus I have everything I need. No matter what my life may bring, I'll always have a song to sing. In Jesus I have everything I need.
Our time for this program is quickly coming to a close, but if you have a question about how to be saved or another spiritual matter, we would love to talk with you and share Jesus with you in person. If you need a ride to church, we offer multiple buses that cover much of the city of Lebanon each Sunday morning. You can stop by today during regular service times at 10:30 this morning or 6 o'clock tonight, or you can call our church office and set up an appointment to talk to someone who cares about your spiritual need. The number to call is 717-273-3690. Or you can send an email to lebgmc@gmail.com. It would be our delight to help you in any way that we can. We're a church of just ordinary people, but we've found Jesus to be the answer, the hope and help of all who seek Him. And as we remember those that have fallen this Memorial Day, I'm so very thankful for those who have sacrificed so that you and I may enjoy the freedom we have to worship God in peace. May we never forget the high price of freedom and walk and live in a way that brings honor to those who have made it possible. Remember, my friend, God has called us to be a holy people, and He has provided the grace and strength that we need to step up and answer the call. I'm Pastor Joel, wishing you a very blessed week.